John Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, Nick.
What's up?
Yeah, we got a little breaking news, huh?
Do we?
Trying to save it for you. I know you're trying to save it for the show.
What's the breaking news?
About the transfer from Iowa. Charlie Jones. In the portal.
I have not seen it.
Really? Check it out. Charlie Jones in the portal. Top Big Ten returner. Out of there.
Oh, interesting.
That is interesting. Where do you think he's going to end up? Nebraska? No. No? All right, let's get to some of these texts. Because I think it is, you know, now that I know the numbers, I mean, how is Chris only making $3.98 million at Wisconsin?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm just saying, I mean, Pat Fitzgerald making – $5.75 million at Northwestern is just crazy.
Yeah, he's a legacy guy. Same reason Kirk Ferentz is making $5 million. Like, here's what I was telling Rico during the break. Minnesota's P.J. Fleck, I think, is making like 4.4 or something like that. And that's after they had an 11-0 season in 2019. But a big reason of that is because the standard at Minnesota is if you win 8 games and get to a bowl game and maybe you compete for a Big Ten West title every now and then, you're doing a great job. That's not it at Nebraska, or that's not what we're told it is at Nebraska. You pay based on the standard.
What is it at Nebraska? What's the standard? That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, so two things here. What we're told the standard is that you're competing for championships on a yearly basis, whether that's conference.
That used to be the standard.
No. That's what we're told. What we're shown is the standard. Is that if you win 6 games, you're okay. That's what we're showing.
6?
What's the narrative going?
It seems like around here, if you win 4, you're all right.
Okay, so that's even worse.
What's my point?
I'm saying, but here's the thing. So going into this year, I know you and I, VJ, have different thoughts on, or we have the same thought, and it's different than just normal Husker fans. What's the consensus thought on what does Scott Frost need to do this year to save his job? It's win 6 games. It's get to a bowl game. I know.
6 games ain't
gonna
cut it, bro.
I know you and I don't think that, but that's exactly why I prefaced it with
that's
what I did say.
Yeah, but who is the person that's setting the bar? Who's setting the standard?
Is it Trev Alberts or is it Scott Frost? Because
I'm asking you, who's setting the standard? You said the standard. Because the standard used to be to leave it out on the football field. That used to be the standard. The standard used to be to prepare to practice harder than you play.
So why is Nebraska allowing? Let me ask you. This is my question for you. Then why is Nebraska allowing Scott Frost to underperform year after year?
I think one, he's a native son. Two, at the time, I don't think the covers were ever bare. But to some people looking in, the covers could have been bare based on him, you know, being accustomed to a certain type of quality athlete coming from Oregon, you know, going to Florida. I can't answer that question.
Okay, I can't answer what the standard is or who's making the standard because we don't know.
Well, we know what the old school standard is. If you ask the person who's a part of it, that's what I'm saying. Did we ask that question of what the standard was? Because the standard used to be, but you was barely kicking when that standard was going on as far as us competing on a high level and winning 10, 12 games a year.
I don't know. I mean, I vividly remember the 2009. I remember when Nebraska played in a Big 12 championship in back-to-back years. And you can argue should have beaten Texas. And you can you can say that they were up 20-0 at halftime or whatever on Oklahoma in 2010.
I can
also say that when they went to the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin, they got blown out, but they still were there. The Big Ten West, if we want to talk about it, is the easiest division in the Big Ten nonetheless. Could be the most winnable division in college football, outside of maybe a couple in the Pac-12.
You know, I just think when they started that North and South division or whatever, and given it's one conference. Who cares about who wins the division? Oh, you won the East division. You won the West.
Does that help Nebraska?
The West play.
If they scrap divisions, does it help Nebraska if they have to play Ohio State, Michigan State?
I'm not saying that. Absolutely not. It doesn't help Nebraska, but I'm not. That's what I'm saying. We've lowered our standards to now we just want to win the division, not win the conference.
When you haven't done it,
win the conference.
When you haven't done it in 4 years, man, 7 wins feels really good.
Well, when was the last time we won the division?
It would have been whatever year they went to the title game, 2014. I can't remember what year they played Wisconsin. They lost 70-31. It would be like 2014, 2015.
I think it was 2014.
But the only reason they played Wisconsin, because they had beaten Wisconsin earlier
in the
year, is because Ohio State was on a postseason ban.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, there are some things, some adjustments that we can make where we're not playing football like we're mental midgets, where we're not making the mistakes that the Bad News Bears would make, and we're understanding that in Nebraska football, perfection is not necessarily always a reality, but we're definitely striving for it.
So whose job is it to crack down if they're not upholding the standard?
Well, are you talking from a athletic standpoint, or are you talking from a coaching standpoint? Because there's two different people. From an athletic standpoint, as far as players go, the coach has got to do that. Coach Frost has got to do that. When guys ain't doing what they're supposed to do, he's got to do that. When we were out there tricking it off and messing up, if Coach Osborne had to say, if your position coach was talking to you during practice and trying to get you to do something, and then Coach Osborne came over and said something to you, you were in some major problem. You probably need to check your life and figure out whether football is for you. If Coach Osborne have to come over and see you. So, to me, the buck stops. It ends and begins with Coach Frost. He's got to be the one that if the position coaches can't get through the heads of the other guys, he's got to be the one. Now, when you're dealing with football operational things, things that happen on the football field, all that is on Scott, and he's got to answer to Trev for it, okay? So, the pecking order when it comes to student-athletes are the coaches and then the head coach. When it comes to the program, Nebraska football, the program, that means coach has got to go talk to Trev. That's the order. That makes sense?
I already knew. I just – accountability is a big thing. Not only from people holding other people accountable, but holding yourself accountable.
And nobody wants to be accountable. Nobody wants to be accountable for the actions of others. Mind over matter platter just walked in.
Man. Hey, I don't know. Was VJ, were you wearing some of his gear? Because I need to. Come on.
Hey, listen.
How do I get like a T-shirt, Jock? Or I mean, what's going on, man?
Man, I have a link in my bio on Instagram right now. We got a pre-release website that just launched last week. Mind Over Matter, the Yant brand. See, as you can see right here, but it's a link in my bio that you could click, and it's merch on there, shirts, hats, and stuff like that. But this only the pre-release, so we got a website coming out soon that's gonna have more items and more stuff like that.
What's the you know, you talked about the Mind Over Matter and the Yant brand coming through. When your Instagram is what, so the people know?
Instagram is basically where you can always get the latest updates.
No, like, I'm saying, how do they get to your Instagram? How do they get there? What's the name?
Jacquez Yant Zero.
Okay, Jacquez Yant Zero.
Yep.
That's how you get to the Instagram.
Jacquez Yant Zero, and the Twitter is the same thing, Jacquez Yant Zero.
Okay, anywhere else they can get it?
That's pretty much it right now.
Look for the Yant brand. Don't go nowhere, Nick. Oh no. Just a Jock here.
I'm here.
We ain't finishing this conversation. I know you are. We're gonna finish this conversation. Jock, I mean, what's been going on, man? Y'all in summer school or what?
Yeah, we we in summer school. I'm taking a summer class right now. You must take a summer class.
First 3 weeks?
Yep, the first 3 weeks. And it's a 5 week period also.
Right.
So I'm going to take two summer classes this year. Trying to graduate.
Yeah, when you scheduled to graduate?
I don't know just yet. I don't know. Just you don't know? Like next 2 years.
All right, but you on pace to graduate?
Yeah, sir, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
What's working out looking like for you? How's that been going?
We just started back up this week, so I'm low key kind of sore right now. But
you a little sore?
Yeah, I'm a little.
You supposed to be sore every day. I mean,
I'm doing something right, ain't
it? That means you're doing something.
Okay, then.
If you ain't sore, then. You ain't doing nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, then.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we used to say all the time. Yeah. So as far as like pushing, what does leadership mean to you?
Leadership meaning me is somebody that's always available and, you know, that can be accounted for. Mm-hmm. You know, even though the leader might be doing the right thing, if somebody else that's following you, a foot soldier that's following you and not doing the right thing, then you're going to be the one accountable. That's more of a leader than me, somebody that's going to always be available, mm-hmm. you know, doing the right thing, of course.
Mm-hmm. When you think about – I sent you that little deal today. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I didn't. But I seen it.
We'll let you watch it over the break before we ask you what I'm gonna ask you. Okay. I'm gonna throw it to break, Nick. We'll be back. Me, Jacquez, yeah, we're at Wingstop. Get down here now. Live. It's the captain.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.